It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk about the career of Robin Williams in light of the news of his death yesterday.
First, we're highlighting one of the many authors who call Wisconsin home. Our next guest is an elementary school librarian from Eau Claire who looked around and couldn't find the books the kids, especially boys who weren't interested in fantasy writing but still wanted action-adventure, were looking for. So she decided to write a book herself.
The book is a historical fiction. It tells the story of Sevi Anderson, the teenage son of a Norwegian immigrant lumberjack from Eau Claire. When his dad's injured, Sevi takes up the lumberjack trade and lives the life of a 14-year-old Paul Bunyan.
Carolyn Ackervik joins us now. She's the author of White Pine, My Year as a Lumberjack and a River Rat, and she joins us from our studios in Eau Claire. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here.
Well, tell us how you first got the idea to write an adventure book about Wisconsin lumberjacks.
Well, I went with my son, my oldest son, who is now in high school, to the Chippewa Valley Museum. And we were at the Paul Bunyan logging camp, and we were sitting on the bunks, and we looked up, and there were some stinky, old, nasty socks hanging there. And my son looked at me, and he said, "Mom, why are there such stinky, nasty socks here?" And I said, "Well, you know, I have no idea." And so we started talking about asking the gentleman who was taking us around about the lumberjack lifestyle. What was it like? How did these men live? And my son really got into it. And I thought, you know, hey, this is kind of an exciting, a really vibrant period in our region's history. And as I was not from the area, it was something I really wanted to learn about.
Well, you're a librarian. You see what kids are reading, what they want to read. Did you see a need for this kind of book, one that wasn't about vampires and wizards and witches?
Very, very true. Actually, again, I went up to the young adult section in our local library, and we were looking around. And again, it was one of my boys came up to me and he said, "You know what, Mom? There's nothing here I want to read. I don't want to read about werewolves. I don't want to read about, magic." Or he wasn't a Harry Potter fan. And I thought, you know what? We do need to have fiction available for boys who want action, who want adventure. You know, in the tradition of Harry Mazer, you know, Gary Paulson, Gary Schmidt, they want characters to whom they can relate, but who really do have exciting lives. And so that's why I thought, you know, this really is an area, a genre of fiction that needs to grow. As, to be perfectly honest, boys tend to be the most reluctant of readers, generally speaking. I mean, you have boys who are strong readers, but as a general group, girls tend to be more drawn to reading fiction. And so I do think there is a need to, pursue developing fiction for reluctant readers and particularly boys.
Well, you live in Eau Claire, but as you said, you're not from Eau Claire.
Yes.
How did you get inside the history of the lumberjack industry that used to be booming there?
Well, actually, the school where I teach is right down on Half Moon Lake. And Half Moon Lake was a logging holding pen. And so there was so much rich history around me, history that I knew nothing about. Right by my school, there's Menominee Street, and that was one of the main thoroughfares in Eau Claire in the 1860s. And there was a general store there called Whiteside's, a mercantile. In addition, again, very near to my house, near the hockey rink, there was this old building, and there was a sign in front of it, a historical marker for the Daniel Shaw Lumber Company. It was the office for the lumber company. So as I started to become more aware of the history of the region, I started to see more representations of it around me. I understood the significance of the confluence of the two rivers. And once you're aware, once your eyes are opened to the history around you, you start to see a lot more of it.
And did you take any inspiration from Wisconsin's favorite lumberjack, Paul Bunyan?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Actually, I got a lot of information from the Chippewa Valley Museum, Wisconsin Historical Society, and from Paul Bunyan Logging Camp. The thing is, the thing that's really cool about lumberjacks is they really were kind of the superheroes, the WWE champions of their time and place. And, you know, they are uniquely capable, like Paul Bunyan is, of drawing young people in. I mean, these were guys who lived hard and on the edge, and they're very appealing to young readers.
Well, your main character in this book, it's a teenager, 14-year-old named Sevi Anderson, and
yes,
his father breaks a leg, and so Sevi has to take up the family responsibility and become a lumberjack when he's just 14 years old. Can you tell us some of what he goes through, some of his adventures as a boy lumberjack?
Well, first of all, he has to assume the responsibilities of a man, and that means he has to see things through to the finish, always do his very, very best, and always be aware of the situation the people around him are in. And so he has to really set aside his childish kind of, I want to do my own thing, or I don't need to think about the ramifications of everything I do. And he has to be willing to absolutely put himself in peril in order to not only accomplish his job, but to ensure the well-being of the men he works with. I mean, these men were working in, you know, sub-zero temperatures on ice, you know, high heights in the trees, you know, with these widowmaker trees falling down around them. They were living in very, very dangerous circumstances. And so Seve has to prove that he is worthy to be with these men, that he is worthy to be one of them. And along the way, he learns a lot about himself, and he also learns about, actually, about my favorite character in the story, Fabien Roget, who's kind of the pinnacle of what it means to be a lumberjack. He's Quebecois, he's a French-Canadian, and he has it all together. He is the ultimate river rat and lumberjack, and he is Seve's hero. But for some reason, he takes an instant and keen dislike to Seve. And so part of the story is Seve coming to understand Fabien and understand why he is reacting to him this way.
What surprises did you come across in terms of lumberjack culture as you researched this book?
Actually, my favorite little factoid of lumberjack culture is, and actually I learned this at the Paul Bunyan logging camp, is that when they were eating in the cook shack, no one was allowed to speak. And I was thinking, good Lord, how unpleasant would that be? You're sitting there at a table with all these people from so many different cultures. I mean, they had, you know, just so many different cultures represented there, and they weren't allowed to talk. And, they're working hard all day. I think the first thing I'd want to do is have a good chat while I was eating dinner. But the reason was, the concern was that because there were so many different cultures and languages, that conflicts would arise that would eventually erupt into fights. So the idea was, if you keep things silent at the table, people are going to eat their fill and you're not going to have any problems. And I thought that was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
I like that. So
that's an interesting aspect. And what about the flannel and the beards and the stinky socks? True or false?
Stinky socks, most definitely. And they do present a problem for Seve later in the story. And beard, yes. I mean, if you're going outside when it's dark at 5 a.m. in the winter, I think a beard is probably a good decision. The graybacks, you know, the fleas and in their sleeping quarters, the conditions. I imagine it was a rather odoriferous experience. But I also think that there were some really, you know, unbelievable elements. I mean, there's a scene in the book, and I think anyone who's been in the Wisconsin Northwoods can picture this. You know, ice cold lake, the steam coming off the lake because the sun's coming up, loons floating around the distance. You can hear the cry of the loon, perhaps a bald eagle in the sky, and he's learning to burl. And burling is log rolling, which is a critical part of the story. And I could just, it's just that scene of that boy being taught by Johan and Ole Jensen, the two Swedish burlers, lumberjacks and river rats. That scene really resonated with me, that, you know, just the magic of the North Woods, which I was really seeking to capture, you know, the white pine forest, the beautiful lakes. And there's so much rich beauty, natural beauty in Wisconsin. And I wanted to put that into this story.
And I read that you were also a little conflicted because these were the people who deforested parts of the state. Was that a problem for you?
I try to consider myself something of a conservationist. And yes, part of the lumberjack experience is deforesting giant swaths of beautiful, you know, beautiful land. And I think there is nothing more tragic than a cutaway area. I mean, where all these magnificent, huge white pine trees have been taken down. That's sad to look at. But it's very much a part of our history. You can't judge that time period in our current context. It's not fair to the period. I did struggle with that a little bit, you know, but that's it. It's the history of the area. And I think that focusing on that part of it's losing kind of the magic and the adventure of the rest of it.
So was this the book that your sons were looking for? Did they like it?
Well, I have to let them answer it. Actually, I had a very neat experience with a third grade class reading it in Eau Claire. And what they really enjoyed was seeing the places that they grew up in, Shawtown, where the people worked who worked in the sawmills and the actual lakes. And I really appreciated how they could very much connect with this character, that they understood his feelings. And so I felt it was successful, and I also felt it really did capture the spirit of the area and the time.
Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
We've been speaking with Carolyn Akervic. She is the author of White Pine, My Year as a Lumberjack and a River Rat. She's an elementary school librarian in Eau Claire.